change my mind. Just shut up and go, because you're spoiling my show, and I got me a bitch to fry.
Chapter 2. Training Begins. Banana, still wearing her synthetic telepathy metallic gray lipstick, for simplicity's sake I'll call it silver lipstick in this chapter. So anyway, Banana and the tall woman Miss Chan ate ramen and mixed vegetables in beef broth with raw egg for supper that evening. Banana had melted cheese on hers. For some odd reason Miss Chan liked to put ketchup on hers. Banana looked at her mum and said the following word salad. The catalog said the nanobots read my mind by interpreting language via electrical stimulation patterns caused by phosphine flares in the brain, so what I don't understand is how it sometimes lets me know what someone near me is thinking. Miss Chan yawned and asked, "Did you talk with that boy yet?" "No," Banana said. "Rion approached me instead, and I didn't have Doggy with me." "How'd it go?" Miss Chan asked. "Annoying," Banana said. "Anyhow, I have a meeting with the author," Miss Chan said. "He's outside," Banana said. "And I don't know how I feel about being the 14-year-old female title character in a story that's written by an author who gives off a creepy vibe." "The Book of Genesis," Miss Chan said, "clearly says that it's a sin to call guys creepy because man has dominion over all that creeps. When you think a guy's being creepy, Satan's tricking you because there's something valuable that you could learn from that man, or he can learn from you. Is that why Rion's so clingy? Maybe he doesn't want to let you go. I still think he'd make a cool friend if he'd just dropped the whole crush thing." I entered the room with a microwavable rice and chicken meal that I had just gotten out of the freezer, while I looked at Miss Chan and said, "Script says you find a 90-page document in the next scene and you only skim through it before you get the point." "Are you telling me to read the entire document?" Miss Chan asked. "I'm sitting in a chair," I explained. We all took seats. I continued the exposition with, "In this story, the villains are the Illuminati. Banana's the central character. You'll find a document in either the next or a nearly upcoming scene. Banana's not in that scene. I figured I'd politely check if the artist got Banana's freckles wrong again or if they just weren't drawn again." A fly enters the room, flies around annoyingly. Miss Chan retrieved the fly swatter. The fly zoomed into a hallway and down a stairwell into the basement. Miss Chan followed the fly to the basement. Sunglasses were on the floor beneath a print of The Last Supper, which hung on the wall. The fly landed on the image of Jesus. "The one place I won't swat at it," Miss Chan complained. She put the sunglasses on. They drowned out colors and revealed the secret message that was mentioned in the previous chapter. She removed the sunglasses from her face and removed the print of a guy and his friends having supper from the wall. And an envelope that had been tucked behind the print slid down to the floor, where a 90-page document slipped completely out of the envelope. Miss Chan grabbed the document and looked at the cover page. She read aloud to herself as an aside, "Covert arrangement to merge Reg Chan's specialty space constructions with Edward Hazuki's constructive space installations by method of arranged marriage between..." Miss Chan stopped reading aloud, but she read some more in her head. Then she flipped through the document, briefly eyeing several pages. "That's it," Miss Chan said. "I've had enough with secrets and covert stuff. In my next scene with any of the characters who are affected by that document, I'm saying exactly what's on my mind." The next very early morning, in a small clearing surrounded by the forest which surrounds three sides of the town of Rain, Banana stood, holding a handle that was attached to a string that was attached to a sky-blue kite that glided marvelously in the orange sky. "Thoughts," she B-logged, that stands for brain-logged, via the microphone which had been implanted in her head by the silver lipstick she was wearing, went as follows. "Darn Rion, now I want to fly a kite. I wish he'd just go fly away. Sheesh." Just in gym shorts, Rion ran into the area as Banana noticed him while accidentally getting her kite tangled in a high branch of a tree. Rion huffed and puffed as he poked her in the shoulder with his finger and said, "Tag, you're it!" I'm not playing tag! Banana shouts in caps locks with 3 exclamation points. Peirion said, do you watch Naruto Shippuden? Yeah, said Banana. Are you caught up? Uh-huh, she said. And we're in 2005, so Shippuden hasn't aired yet. I only know about it because a time traveler from the future gave me all the episodes and said I might enjoy them. Yeah, I think the same time traveler is the kid who gave me all the episodes, too. I was thinking about an arc wherein Naruto kept saying that a ninja who betrays their village is scum, but a ninja who abandons even one friend is worse than scum. He had her attention. He continued, if that were true, I'd have to call entire groups of loved ones worse than scum, and I simply can't do that because they're loved ones. Naruto was our age during that arc, Banana said, and you're just smarter than him when it comes to that stuff. Rion turned his head because he was blushing, while he noticed her kite tangled in the tree. Want me to get it down? Rion asked. Banana gave Rion a condescending look as she said, you couldn't get it down if you tried. Banana and Rion both fell on the grass and rolled around in laughter. What are you laughing at? Asked Rion while laughing. I can't even, she declared while laughing. Boom! There was dust everywhere. A saucer-shaped UFO hovered a few dozen feet over the ground right in front of where Banana and Rion stood looking at it. Rion put his arm on that shoulder of Banana's, which was farthest from where he was standing beside her. He felt really good about the fact that she was the one with him when they saw that UFO. She was absolutely happy, too, so they watched the UFO together. An epic stairwell lowered from the craft, and 2 obviously fake aliens whose plastic blue alien masks were strapped onto human faces worn by humans dressed as aliens in cool space uniforms with bright colors. They had all kinds of equipment on their belts, but nothing that looked like weapons. The guy in the blue alien mask on the left said, do not be afraid. Banana and Rion just looked at the guy. It's probing time, the guy in the blue alien mask on the right declared. The 2 men proceeded to take them on a journey high up into the sky where the ship shapeshifted into a capsule which permeated the firmament. In my new fictional office in one of the lower floors of a mind-bendingly tall building atop the firmament, I found myself sitting at the head of a table with Banana and Rion at my sides. Both of them had recently earned karmic qualification to see this office. It was a production meeting to discuss plot details and contracts. I had previously told Banana and Rion that they'd do a single season of Enemies of the Week based on Illuminati plots. Defeating the plotters in a series of Illuminati plots would bring them together and pay off a decent amount of karmic debt they'd both earned together in a joint account over many lifetimes. Banana derailed the meeting with a question about whether or not it's a sin to call men creepy. And I figured a woman who was named after a biblical character who works in accounting several floors up and said at a party that I could base aspects of Banana on her obviously disagrees with the Bible stance on that, but I said nothing. I brought the meeting to a point where Banana and Rion were arguing about whether the audience would find it too much of a stretch if I write a story arc wherein they create a ninja force that travels from the future to help them with their situations, so that each Illuminati plot is a story arc in an extended series, rather than simply doing one season. They argued that a longer series wasn't in the 2-billion-year contract they'd originally signed with that church, and they pointed at things in the plot that they just didn't want to go through in their current lifetimes as characters in this story. It took almost a whole hour, but we hammered out a deal that was agreeable to them regarding the plot of this series. Then Banana and Rion agreed that if the topic of where they were at the time of this production meeting comes up, they'll just tell anyone who asks what they did that night, the suggested cover story, that they got abducted by aliens, probed in every orifice, and it was awesome. After coming down from up there, Rion asked Banana if he caught any secrets from the writer with her synthetic telepathy stuff. She said she wants to track down that girl who used to work in accounting and ask her what she believes in, what drives her, her goals, etc. Then Rion asked, can I at least walk you home? Banana tried to think of a word other than creep to use in a rejection. She just turned to him, smiled politely, and said, I'm sorry, I need time alone, please. I need to unfuzz my head during the walk home by myself, please. Okay, Rion said, curious about what unfuzz my head meant. Then they walked in separate directions. Banana continued wearing her silver lipstick while she spent the rest of the afternoon window shopping and trying on a few outfits. That evening, I sat with Miss Chan and Banana at their kitchen table, sharing a pizza with them that I had ordered from a pizza place. I looked at Miss Chan and said, "You have news for Banana, don't you?" Miss Chan nodded. Banana knew what the news was because she had been reading minds. I said, "I want to see both of you and Rione at the Sawamura Dojo tomorrow at dawn. At breakfast tomorrow, you two can have a conversation about that particular news, unless I stretch this story further." "A dojo?" Miss Chan asked. "Why?" "What about the news?" Banana and Miss Chan both asked at the same time. "Patience," I said. "First, I want to get all three of you started on some introductory martial arts training. You wrote us as fictional Japanese people who don't already know martial arts?" Banana asked. And then Miss Chan asked, "How is a 34-year-old Canadian a good martial arts teacher?" I replied, "The value of tomorrow's lesson will determine if I'm any good at getting people started in their journey towards completing any task they may find themselves having to do which might be accomplished with martial arts as a tool." "Okay," Banana said. "I'm tired anyway." Banana went upstairs. And she removed that silver lipstick. Thank God. Right before dawn, Banana, Miss Chan, and Rione gathered with me at a field beside the Sawamura family's property, which included a dojo. From that field, we watched the sky go from a majestic purple to a bright orange as the low sun approached the horizon, and thus appeared from our perspective to be rising, but the sun was in fact still at the same low altitude. "In this story, you'll be facing Illuminati plots," I said. And then Banana asked, "Are the Illuminati the aliens who wrote the stuff we can read if we put on the Hoffman lenses?" "That power alliance," I said, "was taken care of by a wrestler. A lot of their shit is still lying around. However, the Illuminati is still around, and they're hatching plots. Throughout our epic saga to thwart their plots, we may sometimes consult teacher plans." I took a pipe from my pocket that had some ground marijuana in it. Expressionless, Banana and Rio looked at Miss Chan. Miss Chan said, "Yay, weed!" While we each took a couple hoops in the field, I gave them specific instructions for how to enter the dojo for their first time as my students, and my first time as their teacher of martial arts. First, we entered the yard. When we were in the yard, we took time to notice if the fish swimming in the koi pond are still healthy and energetic and wise and happy as all the other animals in the environment. Then we put origami dragons on the tree in the yard. Then we took our shoes off and entered the dojo. And because I had just smoked, I coughed. Okay, glad I found a way to enter. To integrate that coughing into the story, otherwise I would have had to pause the recording. When we entered the dojo, Miss Chan noticed, "This place reeks of weed." "If it's smoked in here," Banana said while looking down at how ashtrays and other smoking equipment was arranged quite neatly. Miss Chan continued Banana's inquiry, "Why did we do it out there where someone might have saw us?" I lit a cigarette and said, "Myself and Sawamura-sensei are developing a new technique called Tinjetto. Did any of you notice that the wall scrolls are facing the walls so that you cannot read them?" "That was actually the first thing I noticed," Rione said. Banana nudged him on the side and said, "Show off." I said, "Whenever a wall scroll is relevant to a lesson, I'll flip over that wall scroll and we will read it." Banana and Miss Chan and Rione all counted a total of 26 scrolls arranged on all four walls. "Our first lesson in Tinjetto is about stances. But first, do you have any questions so far?" "Yeah," Banana said. "What do the wall scrolls say?" I flipped one over, revealing Japanese writing that translates to, "Name over 700 Pokemon." Banana and Rione laughed, cheered, hopped with enthusiasm, and burst into singing a duet of the updated Pokerap, imitating stances many of the Pokemon would make in battle.
I wanna be the best there ever was, to beat all the rest, yeah, that's my cause.
Electro, Dignit, Nidoran, Mankey, Venusaur, Rattata,
Fearow, Pidgey,
Seeking, Jolteon,
Dragonite, Gastly,
Ponyta, Vaporeon,
Poliwrap, Butterfree.
You knew that part, but now there's more. With all new games, more Pokemon to explore.
Gengar, Vullaby,
Raticate, Toxicroak,
Aldo, Vileplume,
Skitty, Scyther.
Caterpie, Crustle, Go-Goat, Luxio, Volbeat, Metang, Herdier, Farfetch, Slowpoke, Solrock, Gothitelle, Ninon, Temple, Deerling, Aegislash, Sandslash, Steelix, Graveler, Oshawott, Camerupt, Swirlix.
Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon!
Ledibus, Sazma, Shellos, Gabite, Fungus, Duskill, Gulpin, Vanillite, Espeon, Makahita, Throw, Mewtwo, Cleffa, Larvesta, Moltres, Pumpkaboo, Emolga, Lotad, Haunter, Seawaddle, Paras, Magneton, Dwosion, Weaving Bell, Porygon-Z, Litleo, Flabébé, Articuno, Lantern, Munchlax, Basculin, Pidgeotto!
Man, that was a lot. How many to go?
638!
Wait, what? No!
Galvantula, Staryu, Lopunny, Breloom, Electabuzz, Lovedis, Magmortar, Skiploom, Wurmple, Avalugg, Piplup, Scyther, Rhyperior, Tyranitar, Lairon, Pyroar, Azumarill, Zekrom, Hippopotas, Glaceon, Staraptor, Garatina, Yamask, Flygon, Lickalicky, Pancho, Mantyke, Pidgeot, Palkia, Wooper, Gallade, Ponyard!
Gotta catch 'em all! Gotta catch 'em all! Gotta catch 'em all! Gotta catch 'em all!
Do we?
Yes! Luchinder, Croconaw, Durant, Cherum, Uamora, Ursaring, Elgium, Clampro, Magikarp, Chatsatororus, Piedove, Ludicolo, Darkrai, Nosebat, Cronidos, Kyogre, Inkay, Magnezone, Shupit, Walrein, Delcatty, Gyarados, Ralts, Latias, Shenular, Torchic, Wormadam, Abra, Venomoth, Joltik!
For real though, my throat's sore. I need a rest.
No rest
for the best! Best, I get it, fine.
Sunkern, Wingull, Cyndaquil, Timber, Carablast, Frillish, Keldeo, Superior, Starmie, Bellissom, Rufflet, Sharpedoe, Florgus, Mianfu, Meowth, Lunatone, Vampy, Vibrava, Flareon, Bulbasaur, Chino, Swanna, Pinsir, Amistar, Excadrill, Umbreon, Victini, Relicant, Jingling, Gliscor, Vanillish, Lilligant.
These are all seriously Pokemon.
Bronzor, Spearow, Kakuna, Castform, Smeargle, Donphan, Purgatoo, Heatmore, Kecleon, Spewpa, Yowstick, Wobbuffet, Spritzy, Grumpig, Onix, Stoutland, Bulbasaur, Electivire, Aerodactyl, Solosis, Aeron, Mawile, Riolu, Lapras, Dunsparce, Vivillon, Ho-Oh, Quilliva, Penelby, Execute, Shelmet, Kingdra!
Can I at least get a snack? My blood sugar's low.
We paid you to sing, not to stuff your hole. Quillfish, Scorby, Burmy, Travish, Metagross, Isogore, Lipar, Corphish, Shiftree, Illamise, Cricketot, Tepig, Glammeow, Buttery, Weasel, Togekiss, Semipour, Groudon, Aerial, Golbat, Lime Junior, Phylas, Spindle, Ninjas, Bisrefit, Charmeleon, Regigigas, Weezing, Chinchou, Aromatis, Gothita, Nidoking.
Can never have too many Pokemon.
Crushalash, Shazor, Uazatu, Cockledur, Rayquaza, Golduck, Tentacool, Jellicent, Dragalge, Murkrow, Lily, Pheasant, Whelmer, Inferno, Eevee, Ambipom, Lombra, Groudon, Mantine, Charmander, Alakazam, Azurill, Ferroseed, Loudre, Electre, Spiritomb, Electrode, Seal, Clefairy, Drefblim, Delphox.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all.
But I have a life.
Leave it! Volcarona, Vulpix, Hariyama, Reshiram, Gloom, Malamar, Psyduck, Gollum, Sneasel, Simisage, Roggenrola, Blastoise, Dynamo, Lampin, Klefki, Purloin, Skunktank, Talo, Brazen, Yanma, Dragonair, Machamp, Cacnea, Dialga, Drifloon, Marowak, Stantler, Mudkip, Panpour, Meanchow, Primeape, Finnegan.
Not even halfway through Pokemon!
Squirtle, Tyrogue, Yveltal, Bidoof, Feraligatr, Cacturn, Beartick, Sligoo, Clefable, Nidoqua, Stunfisk, Marowak, Ampharos, Macargo, Caterpie, Slaking, Probobass, Mr. Mime, Drapion, Floatzel, Absol, Jumpluff, Torterra, Victreebel, Axew, Pansier, Doublade, Nidoqueen, Darumaka, Shroomish, Kirlia, Koffing.
Hey! Oh, thank God. Am I done? No, just dropping off the next list. No, please!
Hypno, Quagsire, Treecko, Horsea, Bagon, Linnoon, Fionn, Bailey, Sudowoodo, Kroga, Houndoom, Seedra, Hitmonlee, Mightyena, Tinna, Cresselia, Darmanitan, Empoleon, Cubone, Hippodon, Rapidash, Diggersby, Arcanine, Hydreigon, Caracosa, Tentacruel, Reuniclus, Garchomp, Typhlosion, Carvanha, Dweeble, Machop.
Gotta wrap them all, gotta wrap them all, gotta wrap them all, gotta wrap them all.
Clink, Furfrou, Aggron, Mesprit, Glalie, Krokodile, Fracture, Arcanine, Greninja, Phantom, Blaziken, Scizor, Helioptile, Samurott, Slakoth, Clawitzer, Meganium, Dratini, Bastiodon, Arceus, Viper, Manaphy, Shellder, Gorbis, Claydol, Arbok, Starly, Charizard, Scallopy, Gascoon, Gible, Gardevoir.
That's it, no more.
Don't you wanna be the very best?
No.
Well, the doors are locked, so you best finish.
Oh, God.
Solomon's Pichu, Altaria, Clauncher, Swinub, Ninetales, Slugma, Whismur, Jigglypuff, Chimchar, Radiary, Nuzleaf, Jinx, Tornadus, Chikorita, Stunky, Lusharna, Kabutops, Meloetta, the Houndour, Wartortle, Dusknoir, Shedinja, Imbor, Zangoose, Froslass, Nidoran, Zubat, Natu, Zoroark, Swellow, Noibat.
This is wrong. People know I'm here.
Just keep on rapping. No one's coming for you.
Seedot, Omanyte, Voodoo, Anorith, Thunderous,
Pegasus, Frogadier, Krabby, Togetic, Bowion, Buffalon, Patrat, Surskit, Kabuto, Scatterbug, Pansage, Litwick, Crawdon, Grimer, Smeggius, Whirlipede, Krikatoon, Sableye, Illtank, Goldie, Skarmory, Heatran, Dustox, Metapod, Rosalina, Drillbur, Chespin, Marstomp.
Who are you?
It's no use you're caught, like we're gonna catch 'em all, Pokemon. Jirachi, Lumamula, Beedrill, Parasect, Spoink, Ledian, Ditto, Sentret, Turtwig, Teddiursa, Slowking, Snover, Sock, Tortuga, Tauros, Garbodor, Meowth, Seal, Pidgeotto, Scraggy, Lillipup, Woobat, Zigzagoon, Flaffy, Girafarig, Whimsicott, Dodrio, Poliwag, Gigglybuff, Happiny, Swablu, Swoobat, Sceptile, Swadloo, Minette, Forthorn, Hoppip, Octillery, Slurpuff, Neufer, Exploud, Hoothloot, Infernape, Shuckle, Archeops, Plusle, Genesect, Weedle, Snubbull, Ekans, Dugtrio, Porygon, Granbull, Latios, Golurk, Grihorn, Rugly, Spinarak, Swalot, Swampert, Cherubee, Roserade, Yanmega, Pelipper.
Listen, I have to pick up my son from soccer practice. He's waiting for me.
We have your son too?
No, don't hurt him. I'll play your game.
Binnacle, Tangrowth, Staravia, Silcoo, Landorus, Larvitar, Vespiquen, Pikachu, Venonat, Carving, Ducklip, Beldum, Tropia, Sepsica, Drowsy, Smoochum, Sigalith, Cloyster, Regice, Gudra, Chirisu, Floey, Remoraid, Howlucha, Una, Magby, Growlithe, Pignite, Urret, Bisharp, Simisear, Bergmite.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all.
You won't get away with this.
We already have Gigalith, Metachump, Leavanny, Shaymin, Vanillux, Unown, Sandow, Curum, Apumbaheum, Trevenant, Dewgong, Popplecoon, Bibarel, Deoxys, Swakjaw, Barboat, Electric, Scrafty, Kadabra, Chestnut, Raichu, Gardevoir, Gutharita, Cryogonal, Politoed, Baltoy, Venipede, Doduo, Haxorus, Exeggutor, Combi.
Water, please.
Water is a type of Pokemon. Goomy, Rhydon, Lickitung, Cottony, Magmar, Clang, Nidorina, Blissey, Xerneas, Torkoal, Trepan, Shelgon, Tranquil, Esper, Cecilia, Luminion, Cubchoo, Dino, Krokorok, Metatite, Registeel, Pangoro, Wigglytuff, Celebi, Noctowl, Scavalier, Grimplup, Phrizion, Pillowswine, Why Not, Quilladin, Sylveon.
Are you holding up?
Not good.
I don't care.
Pinnico, Grovyle, Barbaracle, Slowbro, Cradlepuff, Tyrantrum, Wailord, Skiddo, Whiscash, Swoocroo, Regirock, Azel, Kangaskhan, Audino, Entei, Bellsprout, Trudagon, Ariados, Manitek, Froakie, Aractus, Rotom, Chemical, Bonflea, Shieldon, Petaloo, Honchkrow, Heliolisk, Chansey, Mamoswine, Mothman, Fortress.
Gotta wrap them all, gotta wrap them all. Gotta wrap them all, gotta wrap them all.
Sandshrew, Huntail, Mandibuzz, Bronzong, Fagrigus, Zapdos, Delibird, Snorra, Dommel, Finian, Tangela, Poliwhirl, Dusclops, Dewott, Gorgeist, Ivysaur, Zygarde, Magnemite, Boldore, Snivy, Golett, Lucario, Oddish, Luxray, Fletchling, Lugia, Clink, Carnivine, Lingard, Crobat, Gastrodon, Beautifly. That's it, no more.
Don't you love your son?
Daddy's not again!
I'll kill you, you soulful psychopath! Nidorina, Voltorb, Talonflame, Amoongus, Hippantot, Puchina, Persian, Heracross, Igoroth, Totodile, Sunflora, Raikou, Pupitar, Feebas, Elekid, Geodude, Machoke, Tyros, Swarian, Lithius, Servine, Rampardos, Blitzel, Hypnotrin, Squirtle, Uxie, Kingler, Muk, Honedge, Terrakion. That's them all, I'm done!
Did you remember to say both Nidorans?
Yes, yes, male and female.
Okay, sounds great, now let's go for take two.
No!
Gotta catch 'em all!